shields over there.
I think we're good.
Yeah. How you doing?
Good.
On behalf of myself and my family, we would like to thank Mr. Lurie, Coach Doug, and Howie for what they've done, you know, for allowing me to come here to be able to play for a great organization and a great team. I'm excited. I'm ready to get to work. I'm ready to grind. I know it's not going to be easy. And, yeah, it's an honor. I'm humbled and privileged to be in the situation that I'm in. So thank you to Philadelphia. Thank you for the city. For, you know, accepting me for who I am.
Why the Eagles? Obviously, Denver wanted you back from all reports. Why did you choose the Eagles?
First and foremost, you know, the Broncos, they're a great organization. You know, nothing against them whatsoever. I just kind of wanted to break the mold of you know, me being a second-string linebacker. I didn't want to have that title. You know, I kind of wanted to go out on a limb and show people that, you know, I can be a starter in this league. And the Eagles gave me the opportunity to be able to compete, you know, to work hard to try to earn that right.
Where do they want you to compete for which job?
The will position. You know, I will compete for that and also on special teams as well.
When you got defensive snaps in Denver, were you in on sub packages? What were your duties covering tight ends? What were some of the things you had to do?
Yeah, I did a little bit of everything. You know, I was a three-down backer. I did it all, first, second downs, and then on third downs, you know, they had me covering tight ends, running backs out the backfield or out and empty. Sometimes I would even be covering wide receivers, depending on the coverages that we were in. So, yeah.
Corey, when did you hear from the Eagles, and at what point did you feel like this was actually going to happen?
Man, I heard from the Eagles Monday, and Right away, I knew, you know, okay, wow, this is really happening right now. And it was exciting, and, you know, it was stressful. And that's when I knew, though, right away.
As a day one free agent, it's clearly targeted you. Are you expecting to get that defensive opportunity that you're looking for?
Yeah, you know, if opportunity presents itself, you know, with me just staying dedicated to my work ethic, you know, to the type of player that I am. If I continue to work hard and grind the way that I'm capable of, why not, you know? Why not have that opportunity to be able to start?
How much research did you do in terms of the scheme here and how it's different than the one that you played in Denver?
I did quite a bit of research. You know, I know they run a 4-3. You know, I know they let their D-line loose. You know, they let them do their own thing. Compared to Denver, you know, Denver's more of a controlled, you know, gap scheme, two-gap scheme. But here it's kind of let the D-line fly and let the linebackers fit off and let the safeties fit where needed. So I did my research on it, and I kind of liked it.
How do you think that will suit your skill set playing in this scheme?
I think it'll suit it a lot. You know, when you got big guys like Cox and, you know, those guys in front of you, it's perfect for a guy like me that can just fly around, you know, with my type of speed and make plays.
Before the Eagles showed interest even last season, did you see them in passing? I mean, did you see them on TV? And what were your impressions of the defense back then?
Yeah, man, I saw them on TV a lot, you know, and I like their linebackers. You know, Jordan Hicks, that's my guy. I've been knowing him since high school. I love watching Nigel Bradham, you know, go out there and ball out. And I watched them quite a bit, and I knew, like, man, these guys are the real deal. You know, they run to the ball. They all hustle. They all get excited when one another makes plays. They're very selfless, and I love that.
When you were looking at the Eagles, did you talk to Jordan about what it's like over here and what he thinks about you coming over here and things like that?
No, honestly, I didn't even get a chance to talk to him. You know, we were at a Christian conference, and we just talked briefly a little bit. You know, we seen how each other were doing. We never got a chance to talk about Philly. Because I didn't even know I was going to be here, you know, during that time. But it's definitely exciting. You know, now I'm able to talk to him. Yeah, we got each other's number, and we're going to communicate.
As far as your health, what exactly was the injury, and where are you in recovery?
I tore my bicep, left bicep. As far as recovery, I'm 90%, and I'm on schedule. You know, once April 16th come around, they said I'll be 100%, and I'll be able to go into the fold with the team and, you know, do everything that they're doing. So, yeah, I'm right on schedule, if not ahead of it.
Do you like the idea of a one-year contract, Corey?
As far as,
yeah, I mean,
chance to prove yourself this season and maybe get a lot of money?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I do like it. You know, I like it in the sense that, you know, it's betting on myself, you know, and it's betting on the entire league, you know, to show them, you know, what I'm capable of. You know, it's the perfect opportunity to be able to show people my skills and what I'm capable of, you know, how hard I work, you know, how dedicated I am to, you know, perfecting my craft.
As far as special teams, Corey, what was your role in that aspect in Denver?
Oh, man, I did it all. You know, my role there, I did everything. They moved me around because I knew multiple positions. You know, I was able to master a lot of positions. So they moved me around a lot, you know, and I was able to play almost everywhere on the field. I mean, it was some games where I would play the one on kickoff. You know, that's normally the safety. So, yeah, I was very versatile when it came to the special teams there.
Corey, looking back on that season when you guys won the Super Bowl in Denver, how much did the special teams unit and what you guys did, coverage, kicking, punting, all that stuff, contribute to winning that championship?
Oh, a whole lot. Yeah, a whole lot. It contributed tremendously. Talk about the Eagles, you know, with this year, you know, them winning the Super Bowl, their special teams unit was very similar to ours. You know, those guys were flying around. They played a pivotal role in, you know, getting the offense the ball and putting the defense in great position to be able to stop the opposing offense.
It seems like a lot of guys in the league who play special teams a lot kind of get pegged as special teams players. Was that really important for you to try to break free from that any way possible?
Yeah, it was. If I can and if I could, yeah, it definitely was important for me. I know, you know, a lot of guys get labeled as certain things, you know, just like practice squad guys. You know, they kind of get labeled as a practice squad guy. And you kind of don't want to be labeled as that. You know, you got to be able to showcase your talent and show people that you're better than what they say you are. If the opportunity presents itself and if you're able to handle that.
As far as that goes, what is your weight and do you have enough to play that spot?
Oh, that's great you asked. Yeah, after I got injured, you know, I was doing a lot of upper body lifting, still doing a lot of upper body lifting, lower body as well. But now I weigh at 235, 236, within that range. And I definitely feel I can play, you know, at that weight. I feel good. I feel lean, leaner than what I've ever been, you know, my entire time in the league. So, yeah, I definitely feel like I can play with the weight that I'm at.
Was this team's special team success over the last 5 years with Dave Phipp? I mean, was that an attractive thing for you when you were considering teams?
Yeah, it definitely was. Yeah, it definitely played a part. You know, I was just thinking about, you know, how fast those guys run and, you know, how free he just lets them, you know, roam around on the field. You know, I thought that was awesome. You know, when a coach allows their players to do whatever they want on the field and, you know, face the consequences if you mess up, you know, I think that says a lot, you know, about him trusting in their players. And I like that. You know, I like coaches that can trust in their players to go out there and just play ball and have fun. Really, man, I've just been motivated to, you know, try to be the best player that I can be, you know, and I, with that, you know, I want to be able to give back to the community, you know, by going out there, balling out, doing what I can. I know that I'll be blessed for that, you know, with my talent and with those blessings, I want to be able to bless others, you know, like the youth, homeless people. That's kind of my passion, and I kind of just lean on that motivation. My family as well, they motivate me to go out there and work hard, you know, and give it all I got, you know, give it 110%. But, yeah, those things, my family, I would say, and my passion for, you know, the youth and taking care of people, giving back, those things allow me to be where I still am today.
You had a pretty serious pec injury your last year at Oklahoma. From reading the stories, I mean, it sounded like, I mean, you were starting to think about broadcasting, motivational speaking, and other options because you thought your career might be over. I mean, how seriously did you think you might not get a chance to play?
Very seriously. You know, it came down to I didn't even have an agent until the end of our bowl game. We was in the Sugar Bowl during that year of 2013. So it was pivotal, man. It was actually 2014 in January. But I remember during that time, you know, I'm supposed to have an agent within a week, and I don't even have one. So I'm focusing on getting a regular job, you know, going and being broadcast media. I was very serious, you know, about turning away football. But, you know, God had other plans for me, and here I am.
Now, you started with Kelly Masters as your agent, right?
Correct, yes. Yeah.
And switched to Sarnoff at some point?
Yes, sir. Yep. I started with Kelly Masters for about 2 years after I won the Super Bowl. And me and my wife and my family, we decided that Ken Sarnoff was the best fit for us to further my career.
Corey, how much, when you're looking into signing with a new team of free agency, how much tape study do you do? Do you study a defense, or do you kind of just go based on what you know from TV and stuff like that?
It's a little bit of both. You know, as a player, watching film and studying, you know, different teams, you kind of see other guys, you know, on defense that plays. And so it was a little bit of both. I mean, watching TV and also studying film and watching players and watching their schemes and how they do things.
Do you know all that much about Jim Schwartz personally? Anything about him?
I know he has a kick-ass defense. You know, I can say that. Don't really know much about him, but I do know that, you know, and I know that he loves his players. And, you know, he lets them be free. A lot of former teammates I know that played with him told me that and told me, you know, how great of a coach he is. So I would say that, though.
Thank you.